This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Millions more people around the world have contracted the coronavirus, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The World Health Organization says more than 3.4 million new cases of COVID-19 were confirmed around the world last week. That's an increase of 12% from the previous week. The WHO says the increased transmission is being driven by new variants, the relaxation of COVID-19 protocols, and the large number of people still susceptible to the virus despite rising vaccination rates. The largest increases were in the Western Pacific and European regions, and the countries registering the most cases were Indonesia, Britain, Brazil, India, and the U.S. However, the WHO says the number of deaths continues to decline, about 57,000 worldwide in the last week. I'm Ben Thomas.
The World Health Organization says new infections with the coronavirus are inevitable at the Olympics and Paralympics in Japan. In Tokyo, WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said, over the next 2 weeks and for the Paralympic Games next month, organizers' plans and precautions will be put to the test.
It's my sincerest hope that they succeed, not only for the sake of the Games themselves and the safety of the athletes, trainers, and officials, but as a demonstration of what's possible with the right plans and the right measures.
Health experts in Japan have warned of the Olympics becoming a super spreader event. Tedros says the pandemic is a test and the world is failing. He predicted more than 100,000 deaths worldwide from the virus before the Olympic flame goes out in Tokyo August 8th.